WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
One of the institutions that my city, Philadelphia, is proudest of is the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Yeah, it's the museum whose steps were made famous by Rocky. But it's the art inside that makes it great. And the person most responsible for transforming the museum into a great museum was Anne Darnancourt. She died Sunday at the age of 64. She'd come home after minor surgery and then suffered cardiac arrest. Her death has shocked Philadelphia and the art world. Darnancourt became the Philadelphia Museum of Art's curator of 20th century art in 1972. 10 years later, she became the first woman to head a major American museum when she was named director of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. One of her areas of specialization was the work of Marcel Duchamp. The museum has the most complete collection of his work. I spoke with Darnancourt about Duchamp in 1987 when the museum celebrated the centennial of his birth. Marcel Duchamp first shocked the art world in 1913 when he displayed his painting Nude Descending a Staircase at the Armory Show in New York. That show introduced European modern art to America. He continued to shock the art world with his sculptures and with his found objects, which he called ready-mades. His art and his ideas made him perhaps the most influential avant-garde artist of the 20th century. Do you think it's fair to say that Marcel Duchamp's greatest contributions weren't necessarily his art objects, but his ideas about art?
I do think that's probably fair to say, although any time you make a firm statement like that about Duchamp, usually you have to turn around and make the reverse, because in a sense, his art objects, to an extraordinary degree, and more than almost any other artist I can think of, embody his ideas. He was terrifically interested in the whole problem, as he put it, of putting art once again at the service of the mind.
After a few years as a painter, he gave up painting. Why did he do that?
Every time he reached something that satisfied him, like the Nude Descending the Staircase, he would turn around and try to do something altogether different. He said he always said that he tried to contradict himself as much as possible in order to avoid conforming to his own taste. And so when he'd finished with the Nude Descending the Staircase, he made a few more studies in paint, but they were studies directed towards this amazing project, which took him over 10 years to do, called The Bride Stripped Bare by Her Bachelor's Even, a wonderful and mysterious title. And it's all played out on two large panes of glass in the Philadelphia Museum of Art, and also in a bunch of notes that Duchamp wrote to himself.
Well, he says something about the large glass that you quote in the museum show, and this is a running theme in his work. The glass must not be looked at in the aesthetic sense of the word.
That's right. I think he was very much for divorcing. He was against art with a capital A. He was all for artists. He was all for people who made art one way or another. But it bothered him that people put art on some kind of pedestal, and therefore I think because then he thought that they didn't think about it. And for him, art was very much a practice of the mind. It's why I think one of the reasons he was so interested in chess, which he saw in some ways as an alternative to making art, because chess he thought of as a beautifully intellectual but sculptural game. In other words, you play the game out in your mind, and you think of it in physical terms, in terms of where the pieces move and what the pieces are. And he was really trying to get people to do that with works of art.
Duchamp gave up painting, and then he said he'd given up art altogether after the large glass. This was about 1923. He made a statement that he'd given up art. What were the public reasons that he gave for that?
You know, I'm not absolutely sure that he ever said that he'd given up art. I'm not sure it wasn't what everybody else said about him. He was always very polite. He was always given to be happy to be interviewed and to talk about what he was doing or what he was not doing. And very late in his life, for example, he said, "Of course, I've never been anything but an artist."
Most people assume that Duchamp had given up making art. But after his death, it was discovered that he'd spent the last 20 years of his life working on a major piece, a piece which is now on exhibit at the Philadelphia Museum of Art called the Étendonnée. Why do you think that he contradicted himself in saying that he wasn't really making art when, in fact, he was working on this really major piece for over 20 years?
Well, I don't know that we're ever going to quite know the answer to that, because he was so quiet, so secret about this piece that he never talked about it to anybody, so we have no glimmer. I think it seems to me, looking at the piece, which in fact you have to do through two little holes in an old wooden door, and you see this amazingly realistic scene of a nude woman holding up a little gas lamp, and she's lying on a bed of twigs with a rather peaceful landscape in the background, and a little waterfall sparkling in the distance. If you look at that as a work of art and you realize how odd it is in Duchamp's, not so much in his career, because if you think about it, it makes lots of connections with other works, but to do this very intensely realistic thing, particularly that has some real erotic content, I don't think he would have had a moment's peace if everybody knew he'd been working on it.
You have access to Marcel Duchamp's greatest pieces of work. How often do you like to go look at them? He never thought of his art as aesthetic in that sense. Do you prefer to actually go and be with the work, look at the work, or is it sufficient for you to think about it?
Actually, that's one of the nice ironies about Duchamp's work. I find that I go back again and again, and every time I go, I see something new. So it's not that Duchamp himself denied the pleasures of vision or of the optical. He was certainly interested in them, but that he gives you something to think about while you're looking.
Has he changed your views of art?
I'm sure he has. It's hard for me to think of how I thought about art before I thought about Duchamp, because I thought about Duchamp just by that wonderful chance of coming to Philadelphia first some 20 years ago and getting all tangled up in his work just as I was thinking about early modern art in general. And in fact, a lot of my experience of contemporary art, of the art of our own time, has come since then. So I really am incapable of saying how I would look at art if it weren't for Duchamp, because he's simply somebody that I paid a lot of attention to early on.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Anne Darnoncourt recorded in 1987 when the Philadelphia Museum of Art was celebrating the centennial of Marcel Duchamp's birth. Darnoncourt was the longtime director of the museum. She died Sunday at the age of 64. She will be greatly missed in our city and the art world.